At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Browns lost to the 1-7 New York Jets on Sunday. Lost to the 1-7 New York Jets, Dan. Did you notice that?
I have a gut feeling if you're listening to this right now, you do. You found out.
They did, and it didn't. They didn't look good doing it. So what's next? The Baltimore Ravens coming into town for an afternoon game on Sunday. And then what's next? Big picture. Good perspective on that from the lady who joins us every Tuesday at 11 o'clock. She's on the hotline right now. She's Miss Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are well. And, of course, you can read all of Mary Kay's coverage of the Browns at theplaindealerincleveland.com. Were you – I was surprised. I expected the Browns to beat the New York Jets.
Well, I expected them to beat the Jets, too. And I certainly didn't expect it to come down to – a kickoff return and a punt return for touchdowns 36 seconds apart. If those two things didn't happen, I think they absolutely win the football game. So it was just really unfortunate that they had those two breakdowns, because I thought Dillon Gabriel did some better things in this game, and certainly the defense was playing really, really well. So, you know, who knew that the special teams was going to let them down the way that they did? But that's basically what happened.
What did you see out of a offense run by Tommy Rees that gave you some level of happiness of Dillon Gabriel's performance?
Well, I think that he did some nice things for Dillon. He moved him out of the pocket more. He got him on the run and on the move, and that's good. Tommy's offense is predicated on a lot of QB movement, and Dillon was able to show that and display that. So I thought that was good. I thought you saw, you know, a couple more plays by Malachi Corley. He's an interesting weapon. He can run. He can catch. He had the two jet sweeps for 16 yards each. So I thought that was good. They got Jerry Jeudy involved way earlier and more often. He had 10 targets in the first half alone. And it's not going to be perfect, but I think in order to get Jerry Jeudy rolling again, you just have to keep feeding him the ball until he finds his rhythm and finds his stride, and until Dillon and Jerry kind of find their connection with each other. So I thought that was good. I thought it was more up-tempo. I thought he had Dillon being more aggressive and feeling more confident. So I think it's something to build on, and that's why I wrote a column yesterday. And one of the points that I made for why I think it's smart for them to stick with Dillon Gabriel is the fact that I think we need to see more of Tommy and Dillon working together.
That does make sense. 57 minutes ago, you posted on your X account the Browns not opening the 21-day practice window for Deshaun Watson this week. Do you expect it to be opened soon enough? And what do you expect to happen once it gets open, Mary Kay?
It's a big mystery, but I do expect them to open the practice window at some point this season, unless something unforeseen happens with some of his medical exams or something like that, or any kind of a setback in practice or whatever. And he's not practicing with the team right now. He's only working out on his own. But I do expect them to open his practice window, and I could see it happening within the next 2 weeks. Don't know if it's going to be next week as they get ready to head out to Vegas, or if it will be the week after. But I do think that it's going to open at some point over the next couple of weeks.
There are 8 games to play. Do you expect once that window gets open that he actually takes the field this year, or do you think at the end of the window they think, okay, you're not quite ready to go?
Don't know. I think that is all predicated on how he looks in those practices. But I think there is some sentiment. I think there is some curiosity, perhaps, to see what he can do and what he does have left in the tank. And I'll tell you, I mean, even Bill Musgrave told us this, that he's just working out feverishly, doing box jumping and all kinds of things behind the scenes. And he seems to believe that he's got plenty left in the tank, and who knows what he has left after a fractured shoulder surgery and 2 Achilles surgeries. It's hard to come back from those things, but he certainly apparently looks really good in his workouts.
Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer joining us on the hotline here. Are you surprised that we didn't see any kind of a coaching change after the special teams debacle that took place on Sunday? Are you shocked we didn't see Bubba Ventrone maybe find his walking papers?
No, because the Browns, this regime, they don't do that. They don't react to things in the moment, and they're very, very patient. And if they're going to make a change, it will be after the season. So I think they're just sitting tight with everything. They know they've got a very, very young football team. They know that there are growing pains that they're going to have to suffer throughout this whole entire season. And I just don't think that they make those knee-jerk type of reactions. So we'll have to see what happens after the season. I don't think anybody can really predict yet what's going to happen.
Mary Kay, I think it's interesting. Brian Callahan let go in Tennessee, rookie quarterback. Brian Daboll let go with the New York Giants, rookie quarterback. We have 2 rookie quarterbacks here. I appreciate the patience of ownership here, and I personally think Kevin is a good football coach, but I wonder if at the end of the season, if you've not stacked up a few more wins and you've got another 3-14 or something similar, I wonder where this goes in the offseason. And we all know how things work in the NFL. You've covered the league for decades. So have I. You know, back-to-back tough seasons are usually not good for coaches and front offices, and I just wonder what approach the Haslams are going to take in this situation, if in fact.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The team doesn't finish strong.
Well, I think everybody wonders that. And the truth is, we have no idea what they're actually really thinking. Now, I know going into it that Jimmy Haslam indicated, I believe it was at the owners' meetings, that he wasn't necessarily holding Andrew and Kevin's feet to the fire this season because this was the year that they were supposed to be trying to figure out what they had in one of these rookie quarterbacks, or at least at that point they knew it was going to be one rookie quarterback. And I don't think there was this sense of win or else this season. It was about fact-finding and figuring out what they had and helping them inform what to do in the 2026 draft as well. So I just don't think that this was a year where the expectations were super crazy high. But still, you know, you have to see certain things from your football team. You need to see that they are actually smart, tough, and accountable, and progressing and getting the job done and all those things. Paul DePodesta is out the door. I don't know if anybody else is to follow. I don't know if anybody really knows the answer to that question yet.
So, Mary Kay, I'm going to timestamp this so we don't get you in trouble, okay? On November 11th, 2025, at 11:09 a.m., okay? Do you think that Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry have done enough to remain in these positions going into the 2026 season?
You know, I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to answer that question.
No, that's fine.
But like I said, I do think that, you know, that Jimmy believes in continuity and he believes in alignment in his organization. And he knows that this is a challenging year with all of the rookies. And I think that in a perfect world, he's going to want to try to maintain that continuity and see if they can't get this thing on the right track with a new quarterback that they will probably draft in 2026.
And maybe sign a veteran to go along with it, Mary Kay?
Maybe. You know, it always helps to have a veteran in the room. Now, they will still have Deshaun Watson around next year, or potentially still have him around next year, because he counts $80 million against the cap. That will be restructured. But he will, you know, he will still be around unless they come up with some way to, you know, to move him somewhere, which would be a very difficult thing to do. So all of those things are up in the air for now.
Tommy Reese's first game as a play caller. What impressed you? What didn't?
Well, like I said, I did think that he did a nice job with mixing it up, you know, increasing the tempo, being more aggressive, doing some different formations and things, moving Dylan around a lot more. I thought it looked pretty good. I thought it was something to build on. Now, that wasn't the best defense in the world that they were playing, and they will play better defenses as they move forward this season. So they're going to have to stay on point and keep really working hard at it, because you cannot let Dylan Gabriel get sacked six times. That's happened twice already. So they've got to figure that out. But he stuck with the run even when it was hard. And I thought he was aggressive, creative, and did some nice things. So now that they've worked together for a game, Dylan and Tommy, I want to see what they throw out, what they add, what they put in, and how they develop this in their second week together.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, the point dealer where you can read her, joining us on the fan hotline. How long do you think the leash is on Dylan Gabriel before we see Shedeur Sanders on the field?
Hard to say, but they're not in a huge, huge rush to drag Dylan out of there. And think about it this way. If you have a third-round pick and you want to see what he can do and you want to try to develop him, he has started five games. Why would you want him to only start five games and then have your fifth-round pick start the next eight games? Why would you do that? You know what I mean? You're going to want to see your third-round pick start as many games as you can possibly get away with in terms of just development and maybe, you know, trying to get to winning and whatever else before you turn it over to your other rookie. So we'll have to see how it goes. Again, now you've got Deshaun Watson that's going to be factored into this potentially as they move forward. I would say that they'll give Dylan a number of more starts. I would, you know, he even sounded after the game like he knows there's going to come a time when he won't be starting if they don't start winning. But I do think that they want to see him for the foreseeable future.
You know, Mary Kay, the one thing about this, and you talk to people all the time, we talk to people all the time, and they immediately think you need to play Shedeur, you need to play Shedeur and get him out there. The whole concept of letting a young guy sit, develop, and learn seems lost on a lot of people, especially when they clearly liked one guy more than the other on draft night. And there's nothing wrong with letting Shedeur sit and learn and hope that he becomes a great quarterback down the road.
Right. That is a lost art, like you said, now in the NFL. Everyone thinks everybody has to play right now. And it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. If they really liked Dylan Gabriel, that's why they targeted him. That's why they drafted him in the third round. So I don't think they're going to give him the quick hook. They want to see what he can do, and they certainly want to see what he can do with more of Tommy Rees over the next few weeks.
Mary Kay, as always, we thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Stay warm.
Sounds good. You too, guys.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.